Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts on possible changes for how the Endangered Species Act is done. I'm Doug Busselman. Back after this. With the ongoing news of the increased wolf attacks, especially in Sierra Valley, California, there's a lot of attention on how the Endangered Species Act is carried out. We're watching to see H.R. 845, the Pet and Livestock Protection Act, passed in Congress and remove wolves from the ESA. But we also know that won't fix much in California. Noah Wicks with AgriPulse recently wrote an article in their weekly newsletter reporting that the Trump administration is proposing to narrow some of the definitions and approaches taken in how the ESA is carried out. This still won't fix the problems that California ranchers are having to deal with, but there's a possibility of longer-term improvements across the country. One of the key takeaways from the report that Wick wrote drew attention to the changes in how government agencies now have to deal with regulations in light of the Chevron case that the Supreme Court ruled on, no longer giving deference to just going along with whatever wild hair federal agencies dream up. If the wording of the ESA laws that Congress has passed don't fit with the regulatory viewpoints that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have, this administration seems inclined to move things to be consistent with what the law says. This might mean changes in how harm to habitat might be treated, as well as what harm actually means. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.